Paul from AMS with us on the Big FM 93.7.
We are having an inventory clearance sale. And we've had some people come in and take excellent advantage of that. And we've got lots and lots of really good equipment left, too.
So your location?
Right near the corner of PD and Verona Road on the southwest side of Madison. You can call us at 608-274-7400, amsmadison.com, or you can even like us on Facebook.
Sounds great. Paul from AMS.
So I had to go back to... home and pick up my laptop and thing. I record all my little clips and panning for gold. Well, I just had to go back home. And I'm listening to Colin Roth fill in for Charles Sykes. Colin Roth is the, one of the editors at WriteWisconsin.now. And he made the announcement that the Treasury Secretary was making a change to the $20 bill. Harriet Tubman going on the $20 bill. Now, you know, there's been a lot of controversy over this, whether Andrew Jackson would be replaced or Alexander Hamilton. But the U.S. Treasury has decided to put African-American abolitionist Harriet Tubman on the front of the new $20 bill, replacing former President Andrew Jackson, who will be moved to the back of the bill. Treasury officials Wednesday announced former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton will remain on the $10 bill for now. After the Treasury Department encountered fierce opposition to its initial plan to remove the founding father to make way for a woman to appear on the paper currency, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew will announce the decisions I guess later today. Maybe he's done so already. So, Harriet Tubman. You know, I'm going to just pull up Harriet Tubman's little wiki. We all learned about her in school and then, of course, quickly forgot it as the years go by. But pretty remarkable woman. Yep, her name sure pops up real fast right now. Let's see, wiki. Okay, Harriet Tubman. She was around a long time ago. She died in 1913, born in 1822, so she lived a long, long life, especially for back then. That's incredible. African-American abolitionist, humanitarian. During the American Civil War, she was a Union spy into slavery territory. Tubman escaped and subsequently made some 13 missions to rescue approximately 60 enslaved families and friends. Using a network of anti-slavery activists and safe houses known as the Underground Railroad, she later helped abolitionist John Brown recruit men for his raid on Harper's Ferry. And in the post-war era, was an active participant in the struggle for women's suffrage. So she was born in Maryland. Tubman was beaten and whipped by her various masters as a child. Early in life, she suffered a traumatic head wound when an irate slave owner threw a heavy metal weight intending to hit another slave, and it hit her. The injury caused dizziness and pain and spells for the rest of her life. In 1849, Tubman escaped to Philadelphia, then immediately returned to Maryland to rescue her family. And this story goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, this woman rocked. And I think it is just terrific. They're putting her on the $20 bill. So anyway, so Colin Roth from WTMJ made this announcement at 11:05. He goes, I'm calling an audible. I'm going to make this major announcement. And he read some of the same stuff that I just read about all her heroic acts. And he said, I want to put it out to my audience. What do you think about this? What do you think about this woman being on the $20 bill. Now, this is the biggest station in the state. Somebody can belch on that radio station, and they'll get phone calls. He tosses this out to the listeners. Cricket. 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 Cricket, 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 cricket. Their ring of fire listeners, which is where they live, and now their listeners, Hartford, West Bend, New Berlin, they weren't calling. And he got one call from some guy who's like, I'm glad Andrew Jackson got on there. I don't care about Harriet Tubman one way or another. Oh, I was laughing. It was just so not surprising. Definitely not animated by the abolitionists getting on our currency and replacing a homicidal slave owner who was responsible for massacres of Indians. It was just crickets. So now the reaction to Harriet Tubman coming in. And I got to thinking, you know, somewhere in America, there's 10 black people that are pissed about this. They might not say so publicly. They might not say it overtly. But I'm willing to bet you and I could put together a list of black people that are pissed about this woman going on our currency. Don't you think? We know there's a lot of white people pissed, and whether they outwardly complain or not, you know it's killing them. What are they putting her on for? She was a rabble rouser. Look at her. Look at those frumpy clothes and that hairdo. She's got cornrows going on that $20 bill. That doesn't look like money. We'll have to use more ink. You know it. You know what's being said. But you know, in the world we live in, you absolutely have to be convinced there's 10 black people somewhere across the country that we could name, well known, that are pissed about Harriet Tubman being put on the $20 bill. Harriet Tubman will now adorn the $20 bill, the front of the $20 bill. She, of course, was a slave. Matter of fact, she was not born Harriet Tubman. She had a different birth name, which I didn't know. Her name was originally Araminta Ross, born in 1822 in Maryland. She not only freed slaves, she was a spy against the Confederacy for the Union and really helped in military operations. This is pretty incredible. She wasn't out there with a gun, but she helped. Anyway, I'm just talking about the lack of reaction, positive reaction on right-wing radio this afternoon. Somebody was trying to get the audience to, say it's a good thing, and they weren't calling. But I got to thinking about the outrageousness of it all. And there is one African-American that's already criticizing the move, but there's probably some others. And I was thinking, there's probably only about 10 black people that are pissed off about Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill. Who do you think they are? 888-325-0937. Think about it. Tom in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Well, good afternoon, Sly.
Tom?
I think the first candidate...
Just give me one.
A Democratic sheriff of Milwaukee County, David Clark.
Oh, he's a member of the Democrat Party. Yeah, not the Democratic Party. Yeah, the Democrat Party, yeah.
Right. Now, the other thing I just got to point out here is, I don't honestly, I looked at a portrait, you know, a while back. I didn't find it particularly flattering, I guess would be. I mean, it may be accurate and everything, but I just have visions of people asking for change for a Jemima now.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be some of that. You know,
yeah, you know, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. You know, for those of us old enough to have that cultural reference, it's going to be happening.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you for calling. Mike in Monona. You're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Oh, this is a great timing. Given the assault on our kids in public schools across the country with this nonsense, white, racist civics exams that they're forcing them to take, I think it's a fantastic time to introduce Harriet Tubman to these kids for future. I would say Alan Keyes.
Oh, he's going to be livid. He's going to be livid. Of course, Alan Keyes is ran against Barack Obama for the Senate in Illinois, but he's from Maryland, and he's about as right wing as they come. He's the one that actually wants to take the American citizens' right to vote for their senators away.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, that's perfect. Alan Keyes. All right, David Clark and Alan Keyes. You do understand where I'm going with this, right? Those first two are dead on right. Who else? I said we need 10. Show a little creativity here now. What other African American do you think is going to be angry about Harriet Tubman being put on the $20 bill? 888-325-0937. You really can't think. Oh, don't let me down. Don't let me down here. Think about it. I hate it when you don't come through for me. This is one of my all-time favorite things to do. Is to come up with snarky stuff like this and have you play along. So just think about the courage of this woman. And think about a small number of African Americans in this country that have made their money going on the Fox News channel and telling white people what they want to hear from a black person. That's what. Is that enough info for you? You beginning to get the gist here, Terry? I mean, I don't want to use any slang terms, Terry. You're in the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
Yeah. How about 999?
Herman Cain. Yes.
Yeah. He's
999. He's a big Trump supporter, by the way.
Oh, I wouldn't. If it ain't Trump, he'll be a big supporter of the racist crews. He doesn't care. As long as the Americans tell him, he'll sell out everybody.
Are you surprised the way I described what happened on Milwaukee Hate Radio today when Colin Roth put that up for discussion?
You know, the only other thing that could have happened, but your racist calling in saying things that was he couldn't put on the air, so... I had two choices, and that was probably the better of the two.
Right. Exactly. It'll be interesting to see if Bill O'Reilly says it shouldn't happen because she's got a tattoo on her forehead.
Oh, yeah, the MFers with your tattoos.
MFer, more iced tea. More iced tea.
Yeah, people should think there's another guy who comes on O'Reilly's show sometimes that could be one of them.
Oh.
You see a PBS, people can think of that one.
Oh, zippity-doo-da, zippity-day.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you for calling.
You bet.
Speaking of that, Tom, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Anybody come up with Clarence Thomas?
Oh, nobody has, but that's probably the number one choice. He's probably in mourning right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine him liking that at all.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, not only was she an abolitionist? But I mean, she was part of the women's suffrage movement. So
yeah,
those are two strikes with Clarence Thomas. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. That's my favorite. Jeff in Freeport, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Good morning or afternoon, Sly.
Hey, Jeff.
Bill Cosby. You can't remember. He thought he invited her back to the room after the show. I can't remember. That's so long ago.
Oh, my God. That is unbelievable. That's so unbelievably tasteless. I love it. Thank you for calling. Bill Cosby. Yep. Yep, Bill Cosby slipped Harriet Tubman some roofies. He's old enough to have met her, I think. Sean and Meso, you're on the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
Boy, they took my last two, but I'll get creative here. I'm going to say Ray Rice. So, I mean, the guy's notorious for respecting women, isn't he?
Ray Rice, wow, yeah. 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 Oh, that's an interesting. That is not one I would have had on my radar screen, but that's a good one. Bob and Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
How about Alan West?
Colonel Alan West. Never, ever forget to give him his due military title.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think Harriet Tubman's a great choice, but I think Wilma Mankiller. First woman Cherokee chief of the Cherokee Nation would have been great for the bill.
Well, considering she'd be replacing, Andrew Jackson.
Well, put him on the back of the bill with a woman chief of the Cherokee Nation on the front.
Right.
After the Trail of Tears.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and I don't even think he should be on the bill, period. I think when the federal government starts minting toilet paper, that's when he can make his comeback. Linda in Monroe, you're in the Big FM 93.7 of the Big AM 1380.
Good afternoon, Sly.
Hi, Linda.
How about Dr. Ben Carson?
Well, it is interesting you mention Ben Carson, Linda, because he is complaining today about Harriet Tubman being put on the 20. And he's not overtly saying she shouldn't be on money, but he's saying, put her on the $2 bill. He's saying that Andrew Jackson should stay on the $20 bill. Are you ready for this? Why? Because he balanced budgets. Oh, that Ben Carson. He is a brain surgeon, you know.
I know.
Yeah. 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 Oh, you hit it out of the park today, Linda. Yeah, Ben Carson. Patrick in Waikiki, you're on the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Well, the first one that I have is someone that a lot of people probably don't know, but he's the chief of police of Milwaukee.
No, he's... I'm asking for an African-American. You're talking about the sheriff in Milwaukee?
Oh, the sheriff. Yes.
Yes.
He's always on Fox News.
He's the Fox News sheriff.
Right.
Yeah.
He's their go-to black, law enforcement person. But I was also thinking about the guy who was worked for the fire department in Madison, who took his kids gleefully to watch the Club de Wash burn down. Do you remember that guy?
No, you're talking about Madison former Madison firefighter Ron Greer.
Ron Greer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But quite frankly, I think it should be Lynn Swann. Because you have to go on YouTube and watch Triumph the Insult Dog go after Lynn Swann at the RNC convention saying, "What the hell are you doing here?"
Oh my God. That's unbelievable. All right. Thank you for calling, Patrick. Bridget, you're in the Big FM 93.7 and the Big AM 1380.
Hi, I don't know the guy's name. He ran for president in 2012, the black man, the brother from another mother.
999, Herman Cain.
That was Herman Cain?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.